You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
On today's Rhinocast, Bob Lefsetz will discuss the monkeys, followed by a not-so-serious interview with Pierre de Reeder.
Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz on the weekly, semi-weekly, semi-monthly Rhinocast. We're cranking them out as soon as we can. We're putting them up. Love to touch the audience. And when I was out contemplating, I'm a little upset all of a sudden. I'm looking at my iPod. That's where we get the music. And I see a crack I didn't see before. I dropped my iPod. You know, these hard drive-based iPods. You drop them and they get a scratch on the screen. You're about ready to scream. Oh, it's terrible. But I wasn't listening to my iPod on my way over here to Rhino in beautiful Burbank. Some of the audience may even be too young to remember Johnny Carson going on about Burbank. You know, it's kind of amazing that, you know, Conan is now going to take Leno's place. And you say, already? Then you realize Letterman went to CBS in 1992. It's almost 20 years ago. You know, Conan's over 40. Time really flies by. But I'm listening to the 60s channel on Sirius XM. I usually listen to XM out of loyalty to the old days. Now they basically have the same programming. The sound is better on Sirius, but the buffer is smaller, so you always get these dropouts and the satellites move. So if you want sound quality, you listen to Sirius. If you're driving near the mountains, you got to listen to XM. I have both in the car. I'm addicted to satellite radio. And I'm punching around the channels, and I'm on the 60s channels, and I hear that song, Valerie, by the Monkees. Certainly a hit, not one of their biggest hits. And my mind goes back. I mean, I was up in the mountains last night contemplating when I was thinking, you know, about my iPod, and I had all these other ideas. But those are dark songs. I want to do a whole podcast on Fleetwood Mac's Gold Dust Woman. What a great track. I still may do it. But, this is the first time I've ever podcasted in the morning, and it's a totally different experience. The Monkees, theoretically a concocted group, which has lasted longer than seemingly every other act that said they were legitimate. I mean, if you go back to the same era, some of these acts were great. But does anybody talk about Quicksilver Messenger Service anymore? John Cipollina is dead. Not a single monkey isn't dead. Isn't that interesting? And a couple weeks back, I went to the Polestar Awards. Polestar is a magazine of touring. You can go to their website, see what goes on. They have something every year in February called the Concert Industry Consortium. It's a convention. Where they came up with that name, I have no idea. And at the end, they have an award show. It's always hosted by somebody different. The first time, they've been doing it almost 20 years now, and the first time was Elaine Boozler. You know, Elaine Boozler, who I know just a smidge. I know her husband. Her husband was the guy who managed the Doors. I was riding the lift with him in Aspen, and he was telling me about what Jim – he's like a regular guy. And he's talking about when Jim Morrison died. You know, I'm bugging out. I go, wow, I can't believe I'm getting this information. Him is just, you know, he respects it, but it's something that just happened to his in his life. But Elaine Boozler, and I'm way off point, but you're going to have to tolerate that. Elaine Boozler was the funniest comedian. I find that she didn't rise to the occasion on the times that she got her chance. When she would host The Tonight Show, she would be funnier in other circumstances. And she was the funniest, okay? You know, she may not work as blue as Chris Rock, but she was funnier than other women, as funny as any of the guys. And I remember one of her routines about going on a date. This is before she was married to my friend in Manhattan. And the guy says, you know, let's go down and walk by the river. And she goes, I have a vagina with me. If you told me, I would have left it home. I mean, New York, you're not even going to get that joke. We're really in the oldies day. But Rhino's an oldies label. That was back before Giuliani cleaned New York City up. But what they do is they have a host. And they give away awards, you know, venue of the year, agent of the year, all kinds of stuff like that. And the host keeps changing. Louis Black was great. He did it a few years. This year, Jeff Garcia did it. And you get a certain amount of heckling from the audience. Not much, but people who are drunk down front. It's at the Nokia Theater. This guy from Australia, the big chuggy, Michael Chugg, he was busy hassling Jeff Garcia. And they're talking about Britney. I said, don't worry, in 20 years, she'll be up on stage, because that's the gimmick. They get all these, pardon my French, has-beens to come give the awards. And it's just mind-blowing who they are. Billy J. Kramer of the Dakotas, who did not look that good. They get one of the Supremes. They get Steven Adler, who had to go back at rehab like 10 minutes later. Yngwie Malmsteen. But if you are a really big has-been, you get to chew the scenery a little bit and talk. Last year, it was Dice. I hate Dice. Dice was so good. He brought the house down. He converted me overnight, showing how certain people have the power on stage. This time, it was Davy Jones of the Monkees. Davy Jones comes out to the rostrum. First thing he does is put a riser, because he's so short. And he proceeds to make fun of himself, which is great. I mean, I personally don't have, you know, a big beef with Davy Jones. And he talks how great the business is, because the performers are kissing the butts of all these agents and promoters. They want to work. And, you know, I was trying to think of some of the other acts that come out. I'm trying to remember if the guys from Styx came out. But the bottom line is a lot of these people are filling the sheds over the summer. And they really have a relationship with it. It's different from somebody who's a star today who can dictate terms. But Davy is thanking the business for putting his three kids through college. But then it's clear he's not married to the same person who's the mother of those kids anymore. Because he starts talking about his beautiful bride, whatever. Okay, you kind of get it. I don't know what number this is. But then he starts doing shtick. You know, he gets to L.A. and his new wife says, you know, let's run up and make love. And he goes, at my age, it's either or. Man, I'm really screwing this up. I'm going to tell a joke that I've screwed up like three times. I was listening to the Comedy Channel, Raw Dog. It was better when it used to be only on XM. Raw Dog works a little blue. But they got one of these blue-collar comics. And he's going on about Snow White. I always screw it up between Snow White and Cinderella. I can tell a joke. That's another thing. On one of the other channels, Jamie Foxx's Foxhole, I heard Red Fox tell the joke I've told most in my life. I'll save that one. That's a longer joke. But in this particular case, Snow White, she comes back after midnight. And, you know, the fairy godmother says, okay, you know, what's the story? She says, turn me into a pumpkin. Well, what do you mean? I mean, you know, we said midnight. Maybe you have an excuse. No, just turn me into a pumpkin. Well, you know, we like to be strict, but, you know, things happen. There's, you know, traffic, whatever. And Snow White, listen, I got somebody waiting. Just turn me into a pumpkin. And the fairy godmother, if it is the fairy godmother, whoever it is, you know, the big ruler, if I'm screwed up this joke, says, well, who's waiting for you? And Snow White says, Peter. I love that joke. Whatever. But in any event, Davy Jones is telling jokes. And you remember how great the Monkees are. And I'm driving in my car here today, and it is my car, where the car stereo is great. The rest of the car is so-so. Thank God I have a great car stereo because my car's got no sound insulation. You can hear every little bump on the road. And it brings me way back. And I said, okay, well, do I want to do a podcast about the Monkees at large? No, I want to focus on one individual song. I mean, how great is that intro? I remember listening to the Top 40 radio. And, you know, it sounds like a calliope and a Disneyland before it became so gentrified.
Love is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me.
How did they get Mickey Dolenz to sing that way? Almost like he's in heat. You have to know, Mickey Dolenz was Circus Boy. We used to watch him on Saturday mornings with Wallace Beery Jr. Suddenly, and he's getting the emphasis right. You know, mostly the teen stars, they put him in front of the mic, they just sing. But it's like, ah, it's like you can tell that he really feels it.
Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed.
You know, sometimes certain songs have so many gems in them. The intro, the way he's singing, he goes, hey, 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 hey.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
That would be enough, but the chorus gets even better.
I'm in love. I'm a believer.
You know, we hear, even in back in the 60s, there was hype before the fact. Just like U2 drops a single like 5 weeks, terrible single, Get Out Your Boots, prior to the album. We knew that the Monkees were going to be on TV. And immediately with them being on TV, they had it together. They put out the first album, which had Here We Come, Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. You know, it's very rare that the introductory song is one of the best songs. If you want to go further, possibly the best Bad Company track ever was the title track from the first album, Bad Company and I Can't Deny. Phenomenal track on a great record. You know, the hit was, you know, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. There are many better tracks on that. You know, the Motha Hoople redo of Ready for Love. and Seagull. Wow. But they had this album. They had the hit, Last Train to Clarksville. Now, when we hit the early 70s, Axe had albums once a year. Then it became once every 3 years, and maybe even once every 5 years. But in the last few years, people have put out records more frequently. In this case, the second album by the Monkees came out very soon after the first. And unlike today on Top 40 Radio, which fewer people listen to than ever before, they don't work the tracks for 26 weeks. Certainly within 12 weeks, your track is gone. And they break this track just before Christmas, I'm a Believer.
I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace.
We'll get to the solo instrumental in a second. But, okay, so this track hits. This is long before the days of iPods. You had to dial on the radio to find the track. I immediately bought the album, but I remember we went to Vermont for Christmas. Now, I got really into skiing. I've talked a little bit about this before. Only a couple years before, skiing in my friend's backyard. And our sixth grade teacher had showed us a movie about Mount Snow. And we got into it. We skied a couple years. And then my dentist, he had rented places. And he wanted to know if we would rent a place together. Little did he tell us, he couldn't say no to a third family. So there was a third family. And over Christmas, there was really not room for everybody. Okay? I remember vividly driving up Route 91 from Connecticut to Vermont, hearing I'm a Believer on the radio. This was before 91 was completed. You know, we're old enough, some of us, we can remember before the interstate system was completely built out, never mind falling apart, needing to be rebuilt from some bill from Obama. But I am in Vermont, and all I can do is sing this song. This is long before I have a portable record player and all this other stuff that I can bring to Vermont and play the song. I just love it so much. I'm so passionate about it. I keep singing I'm a Believer. Okay, just a brief instrumental. They get the point. Now, a couple years after this, you know, Queen would put out albums where one track was the whole side, okay? And then, of course, Yes had Tales from Topographic Oceans. That's what I gave up. You know, they Close to the Edge, where one song was one side, and Close to the Edge. There's a great, if you look online, there's a BBC documentary on prog rock. If you know a lot about prog rock, probably going to be disappointed. If you know nothing, it's fascinating because, you know, the BBC does stuff so well. Has all the, you know, the key people from prog rock. Everything, Jethro Tull, which isn't really exactly prog rock, to certainly Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Some of the stuff they say is straight out of Spinal Tap and they can laugh at themselves. It's just amazing to hear the real people talk. You can search on YouTube for that. But here, they get the essence. It's perfect. Now, this song, of course, written by Neil Diamond. I went to a Neil Diamond tribute for something called Music Cares, and then everybody singing the Neil Diamond songs. I got to tell you, I was so busy BSing with people out by the bathroom that I didn't hear all of the rendition of I'm a Believer, but my memory, if it serves me well, to quote both Dylan and the band, you know, I got a million things on my mind. They're selling the catalog of the band. Someone emailed me this morning for $3.99. Price is important when it comes to online music. But Coldplay, if my memory serves me well, did I'm a Believer. And I found it sacrilegious. It's my favorite song. So I bullshat with my friends outside, which is what you do. You can do a year's worth of business at these music care dinners. Don't give me shit. Because I've been to these things where they've had the biggest talent in the world and everybody's talked and then walked out. The average person would freak. The star, stunningly, was Jennifer Hudson. Did a rendition of Holly Holy. No one could follow up, and no one did except for Neil himself, who did Cherry Cherry. But what inspired me to do this podcast was I was driving on the 101 to the 134 here to Burbank, and we just had a lot of rain, and you could see the snow on the mountains. And I'm thinking back, so when I first moved to L.A., You know, I never went to the mountains, didn't go skiing, and I was disconnected, but the snow was so close, but I grew up skiing. And all this is going through my head, and I'm remembering my trip to the East Coast. I had to go to a wedding in Boston last fall. I said, let's go back to Vermont. And my girlfriend is great in these circumstances. She's patient. She'll let me go visit my old haunts. And I wanted to discover and look at a lot of the old places. I said, I want to go back to that house where I listened to I'm a Believer. Haven't been back in 40 years. Meanwhile, in 40 years, even in Vermont, there's some growth and some construction. But I have an instinct where the road will be because you can't see the road anymore. And I find the road, I drive up, the house is still there. And it's like they haven't dropped an ounce of paint on it since 1966. It's identical. I'm walking around. All the memories are there. And the number one memory is I'm a Believer. Was out to get me. No, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Walked out in my mind. You know, I'm thinking as I'm listening to the song, even the outro is perfect. Mickey's voice and the way they kind of fade it out, it's like a minstrel show and you want to follow it. This is the type of record you hear it once, you just have to hear it again. You just lift up the needle, play it again and again. I'm a believer, I'm not a Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz for the Rhinocast.
In today's business world, research and development are crucial if you want to maintain that competitive edge. And customer feedback has traditionally been an important component of this equation. But here at Gigantic Industries, we like to do things a little differently. We've put the cart before the horse and shifted the paradigm a little. Put in layman's terms, we don't give a fuck what you think.
But what about my opinions on feasibility?
Don't care.
What about the customer is always right?
We found in our research that this is often not the case. You see, we've come to the realization that most customers have never run a company and are woefully unaware of what it takes to produce something that yields a high profit margin while costing little to nothing in return.
But what happens if no one buys what you're selling and goes with the other guy?
Actually, our market dominance is so overwhelming that even when you think you're purchasing a competitor's product, you're really buying something from us.
Well, I hope Gigantic Industries goes to hell in a handbasket because your attitude sucks.
Well, I'd like to address both of those points.
Really?
Yes. One, that's just not possible. And two, we don't care.
Hello and welcome to the Rhino Podcast. You're listening to the Mike and Jason Not So Serious, Serious Show. I'm Mike Locke.
And I'm Jason Sprague.
And today we are fortunate to have the talented Pierre de Reeder and Jeff and Ian from his band in the studio with us. Pierre is the bassist for Rilo Kiley and additionally recently released his first solo record, The Way That It Was. Pierre is a member of Rhino Independent, our division here at Rhino that works with independent labels and artists for licensing opportunities.
Here is some of our recent conversation with Pierre.
Well, it could certainly be difficult sometimes to be in such a cramped space with, you know, the people you work with for so long. Would you have any advice for a new artist who's about to go out on the road or a new artist who's about to get into the industry?
About being in cramped space with each other?
You will be.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I mean, just in general advice is the obvious advice, like Nike advice, just do it, you know, keep going out there, play every show you can, and opportunities will unfold in the most unlikely places, but that's pretty cliche, I guess. Just be friends first, you know?
Drink lots of water.
Yes, yes. Truly, drink lots of water. Kidney stone might be coming.
Yeah. And what about for someone just trying to get into the industry in general as a new artist, giving, you know, the dichotomy of the industry today?
I don't really know what it is today, but I mean, I think the same things apply. Like, you just keep doing. I mean, when you're new or whatever, at any stage, you're like, your attention span is short and you want to get things done, and you're bummed if you don't get a response, or you're not getting a thing, or you can't get a show, you can't get a thing on the whatever it is, you know. It's like, it takes time. It's like any profession or anything. It's going to be a long road. Think of the first, you know, years. Like, you might be lucky enough to get some crazy break, and that's truly rare. Know mm-hmm. that. And but think of, like, the first years is like college. You know, you're going to go and you're going to invest some time in an education, and it might be junior college, it might be 4 years, it might be medical school. It might take a while, but, you know, if you really love it and you really want to do it, and you just got to grin and bear it. And
it's then, a perseverance.
Yeah, it's that old story. It's the same thing with anything, but it's, you're going to start in the mailroom and work your way up.
Very true. Great advice. All right, well, we can't call our show the Not So Serious Serious Show with being so serious.
Oh,
so
it's crazy!
Let's ask some more silly questions. So, you know, we can kind of open this up to all of you, and we'll end on this note before your performance. But say the first thing that comes to mind from some very basic kind of an either or type of questions, like, what, based on your preferences, what do you prefer? For example, hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Veggie burgers.
That was the next one. Veggie burger or hamburger? Pierre may be alone in the veggie burger.
Hamburger.
Okay.
Yeah, hamburgers don't have, like, rat's feet in them and stuff. I don't know. I don't trust them hot dogs.
Okay. All right. Superman or Batman?
Superman. He can fly.
Yeah. Okay, going back.
But Aquaman might have been in there for me. Swimming.
Entourage or Mad Men? What's
Mad Men.
Okay. I don't relate to Entourage at all.
I like Entourage. Blur or Oasis?
Blur.
All right. Yeah. Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles. But I love the Rolling Stones, but Beatles for sure.
That is such a weird question. Like,
I love them both, but
yeah, that's one of those things.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be that you have to decide, but some people make you.
I just like the tertiary harmony. Like, it's not all blues based, you know.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Cool.
Speaking
of sweet. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Most
sugar or black?
Black.
Black, yeah. With a little cream sometimes.
The coffee is good here, by the way. I had the category 5
Instamatic Super Duper.
Yeah, they rank the caffeine from 1 to 5.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of Rolling Stone, that's a Keith Richards special right there.
So you're going to be playing a metal set later in a few minutes.
We're getting weird over here.
All right, boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Boxers.
Yeah.
Well, I like the trunks, you know. So I guess I'm an in-between.
But I've been... I'm going in between myself, actually, recently. Not today, actually. But
okay.
I think that's part of getting older. You switch.
Yeah, it's like a lady's haircut, perhaps. It just gets shorter and shorter.
All right.
So, Pierre, you were going to play some songs for us today from your new album?
I am. Yes, absolutely.
You are?
Sure.
Okay, well, without further ado, we have Pierre de Reeder.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Even though most of the words only spoken by one, so you move yourself away to find a voice that's not so demanding. And I don't want to be the latest one face to face with what I could have done. It's the trade of a lifetime, and if it takes a little longer, that's fine.
Thanks for letting us rock your very first podcast. This is pretty sweet in the chamber of super duperness. Let's rock one last song.
to be happy at the same time. And it's not hard to end up with a closed mind when you spend your life just trying, trying, and trying. And you make all your plans with an able body and a mind in between young and old. Do you feel that all that you love's just a favor of your dreams? And would you throw all the best things in life away, just keeping all of your troubles at bay, when you're just a stone's throw to let it go? When you're somewhere between young and old.
So Pierre, thank you for that. That was fantastic. Jeff, Ian, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Hey, where can we find your music, all those listeners out there?
Oh, pierredereeter.com. That's a mouthful to spell, but it's out there. PIERREDEREER.com.
Sounds,
and you know, MySpace/PierreDereeter, RiloKiley.com, JeffLitz.com, IanSuter.com, .com.
All right.
Does anyone have .com? Does anyone have .com? .com?
.com. I don't know. You might make some serious
Let's go GoDaddy. Let's check it out.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to our first installment of the Mike and Jason Not
Thanks,
So Serious,
Rhino.
Serious podcast. Yes. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.